Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Carmen, please go get Rashad Evans and bring him in the studio. Rashad Evans is here to promote UFC Fight Night, which is happening in April 16th at the Amalie Arena. He is fighting Tony Ferguson, who I don't know. And I don't know how to say.
No, he's fighting Shogun.
Shogun. Yeah, Tony Ferguson is actually with Rashad. They're both going to be coming.
Oh, they're both here?
Yeah, Ferguson is one of the headliners. He's fighting.
Yeah, he's fighting the guy whose name I can't say. Nurmagomedov. Yep. Yeah, all good. Wow, this is double trouble. Yeah, I had no idea.
Me neither. They surprised us, but that's great.
All right, good. Let's put Mr. Ferguson over in your seat, Rob. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
And we're like, yeah, go. All right. Yeah, how you doing? Rashad, you sit there.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, man. Listen, I just want to let you know, Spanish was calling you both pussies before you walked in.
So he's
you
got, in.
Yeah.
He's
he was like, I don't care.
Don't surprise me because he was the nicest when we walked
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please don't believe him. I
he
beg
walked
you.
In and he was like, you know what? Give me a second. Let me move this so I can see both of you guys.
Dave. And
how about that? How are you, gentlemen? Pleasure to have you both in the studio.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
We've got a big fight coming up here in April. First of all, this is something I got to get on Dana White about. I don't know why we don't do more stuff in Tampa. We've only had one major UFC event here, and it was at the Sundome. Now you guys are in the big leagues, moving it over here to the Amalie Arena. We're talking 20,000 people in that place, and that you got a huge fan base here in the Tampa Bay area. So we're happy to have that, have it come here.
That's awesome.
Thank
man.
You very yeah. much. 20,000 screaming fans, April 16th is going to sound pretty good.
Is it hard for you to fight a guy whose name you can't say?
Not really. Cause
I can't say it. I don't know.
Thousands of Russian fans on my thing saying, Khabib win, reminding me exactly how to say it.
So how do you say it?
Khabib. The Eagle, Nurmagomedov.
That sounds like a sleeping pill. Nurmagomedov. Take only as directed.
Are you worried about fighting him?
No, but he will be going to sleep for a long time.
Yeah. What is your record?
My record right now is, 21-3 or 20-3 right now.
And do those three losses haunt you?
No,
you're over. You get over it.
You have to, especially being a pro. You know, you got to learn how to grow and move on.
Yeah, I don't know. I the Sicilian in me would want to kill those three people after the.
Hey, you know what? If they want to come back and they want to fight, I'm sure I'm a lot better fighter than I used to be.
Right. So,
hey,
so you're ready
you know
to go.
Go ahead and sign on the dotted line. We'll make it happen.
What about you, Rashad? You knocked out Liddell, right?
Yeah.
And that nice big hook from nowhere. Yeah, when you throw that punch, when a baseball player hits a ball. And he hits it at a certain point in the bat. He knows that second it's a home run. Do you know as that swing's coming around and you're about to punch him in the side of his head that that's a home run?
Nah. You know, honestly, I didn't even feel that was a punch. I wasn't even trying to hit him with that punch. I was trying to hit him with a left hook.
Right.
So
and
I
just you just got
that.
Lucky?
Nah, I just threw it as fast as I can.
Uh-huh.
And I just connected with it. And I didn't, like when I hit him, it seemed like it took forever for me to turn out of my left hook and go and try to see if he was knocked out. I didn't really know he was knocked out until... You know, I went and checked and see.
Yeah, how great is that feeling for both of you when you see that guy go down and you're like, oh, thank God. Because I got to imagine halfway through, even if you're killing, you just want it to be over.
It feels good because it's like in your mind, a fight plays out a million different ways.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully most of the time you win in a fight. But, you know, when it happens like that and it's just like, man, I didn't plan for it to happen like that, but it goes so easy. You just like, hey, Joe Silva, Dana White, yeah, call me up and fight again tomorrow.
What about when you, like I like to watch the fights and then somebody, when somebody loses, even if I don't know who they are, I feel terrible for them because of all the work that went into it. Like all the training you guys must do and how you take it so seriously. And then just 1 second or one lucky punch ruins that whole thing for you. It just ruins your whole night.
That's a long plane ride home or wherever
yeah.
you came from. It happens all the time.
I don't know. You say that, but some of you bitches are still like, I'm sorry I lost, but we'll be at Club Sky tonight having a party.
It's a professional
with Cristal.
Sport,
yeah. Yeah.
After this fight, we're, you know, usually half the time we want to go and kick a beer with the guys anyway.
Right.
And you know what? There's no animosity between it afterwards. You just got done fighting. So if it's a quick fight, that's cool. You know what? You want to sign back on the dotted line next week. We're like pointing at Dana and everybody else, and we're like, hey, who's next?
Yeah.
I mean, the worst part is that. the next day after you, like, it really sets in what happens. And then, like, you start reading texts, people, like, reaching out to you, and they feel sorry for you. And you're just like,
I don't want
to
hear this.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear it. And then you just go into, like, this depression, and you're just like, man, I'm a piece of crap. You start feeling bad. And then after a while, you want to start training again. So it has that moment where you're just like, you know what, I don't even want to do this anymore, you know?
You know, Tony, you mentioned that Russians are coming at you on Twitter and stuff. Don't you love that?
I love it.
Fight a whole country.
I'm trying. I learned a little bit of Portuguese when they were off me, kind of like Dos Anos.
Right.
Like, all right, that's kind of cool. And I was like, well, then with Barbosa. And I was like, well, shoot, I might have to try to learn some Russian now. So I've been hitting that translate button on my Twitter. It's been pretty good.
Do you go watch Rocky IV?
Rocky IV.
You got to.
Oh, yeah.
You got to.
I'm on my montage before every time I go to practice. Yeah. I'm like, da da da.
Listen, did you go out in the snow with the tree trunk on your back? That's the only way to train.
I'm in California, man. We just held a snowboard. It was cool.
Now, you are fighting in this match as well.
Yeah, fighting Shogun.
Shogun, that's going to be a good fight.
It is going to be a good fight, you know, because now, you know, we're kind of at the same point in our careers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's we were supposed to fight for the title back when he lost the belt to John Jones. And, you know, now we get a chance to fight again. And, you know, Shogun's a legend in the sport. And you know, for me, it's always about fighting the best guys in my time. And when I'm all said and done, I want to say, you know what? I touched gloves with this guy. We fought, and, you know, it was a great experience.
What about, let me ask you in the beginning, what did you do before you were an Ultimate Fighter and before you fought? Like, did you think when you were a kid in high school, what did you think you were going to do?
You know, I thought I was going to play football.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, I thought I was going to play football, but I had this wrestling coach, and he was relentless. Like, I couldn't even skip wrestling practice because he would come to my house and he would pick me up and make me go to wrestling practice. So after a while,
because he knew you were good, he knew you were going to be really good.
He knew I was really good. So after a while, I was like, you know what? I better go to practice because if I miss practice, he's going to pick me up, and then I got to train when everybody else is gone, and that's a lot worse. So I got pretty good at wrestling, and it was just something that I did after I even got done playing football in high school. And, you know, wrestling led to MMA, you know.
What was your first MMA? Because wrestling's one thing, getting punched in the face is another.
You know, my first MMA, it was back in the day on the show in Indiana, like in this little, it was a smoker.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was on the card with Dan Severn in Indiana. And I just wanted to do one fight. And they were like, well, you know, it just so happens that there's a tournament that you can jump into. And we really need a guy for a tournament, so just jump into it. Just do one fight, and if you don't win, you're out.
Yeah,
you're out. So I was like, all right, cool. So I do the first fight, and I just win really fast.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'll just do another one. So I just kept doing it. I did like three that night, and I ended up winning the tournament.
So you just start whipping everybody's ass. You were like,
But I was only doing wrestling. I was like picking everybody up and just like slamming them, and they really didn't have any answer for it, you know?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But after that, it was... That fire was born to me. And at the time, I was working at a hospital as a security guard. And it was just something fun for me because then I'll go back to work and I'll show everybody the videotape.
Yeah. What about you, Tony? How did you get into it?
I was bartending, actually.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't going really well. I was like, you know, I need to find something different. In a wrestling in college, you couldn't really go to pro wrestling. You know, the Mexican angle or sexy Latino heat wasn't working for me. You know, that was Brock's department. So we had to figure something out. And a patron, one of my cousins, ran into me. And he was like, hey, check this out. Jiu-jitsu card.
Yeah.
I don't know what jiu-jitsu was. We were messing around with it in wrestling. And I was like, hey, get off me. What's this choking stuff? I show up to this place, and long story short, I was schooling everybody in wrestling.
Once you knew you were good at it, you got to keep going.
Hey, somebody gave me a pair of gloves, and that was it. It was a pair of ringside gloves. I started hitting the bags, and a couple people saw potential. Robert Garcia worked with me on my hands a little bit, and then I started knocking people out, and that was it.
Can I tell you why, and I don't mean this on a personal level, I'll explain why I don't like you, and why I like you, and I'll only tell you why. Because I'm bigger than both of you. And if we were in the store, I always make this, I told the same thing to Liddell and the other guys. If we were in a store and I saw Rashad, and Rashad and I walked down, we bumped arms, I'd look at him, and I'd look at those big arms he has, plus he's black, and I'd go, excuse me, sir, white people are inherently scared of black people, they just don't want to tell you. And I would just go, excuse me, but you little skinny ass, if I saw you, and we bumped into each other, I'd be like, watch it, buddy. And then the next thing you know, you'd be locking me up and I'd be crying. And that's why I can't fight anymore. That's why I'm going to shoot the first person that bumps into me.
Hey, you know what? And it was the same thing I told Brock. I was like, you're cool, but when I ankle pick, you'll be the same size on the floor.
That's the truth. Could you ankle pick him?
Hey, you know what? It's my Uncle Brock. He's my coach. He's cool, so we won't say nothing.
But you know what, though? Tony has the warning signs, like somebody he can, like, you can tell he can kick ass because he has an ear. So you're like, okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So
yeah.
He has his badge. Like, okay, he might know something. Something to hit him right away with, you
That's
know?
The thing. That's a, once I realize I'm in trouble and I'd have to hit you with a piece of furniture.
That's cool. I can fight with furniture, too. Yeah.
Do you ever get in street fights? Not now, not since UFC.
No. Not since UFC. No, it's not my bag. But no. I remember bartending, and a couple guys, they would come off of like the ships. They would have like poker runs, and
right?
Stuff, and they would be nice and sauced up, and they would be like, "Hey, I bet I can take you down."
Oh.
And I'm like, you know what? I bet you can't.
Uh-huh.
And pops or somebody would be like, "I got $100." Slap it right on the table. I look at the bouncer. I'm setting up at the bar, and I'm like, "Hey, I'll be right back." I go, handle the stuff in the sand, take them down in 2 seconds, come back, and buy shots for everybody at the bar.
Oh, that is awesome. Right. By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is Tony Ferguson and Rashad Evans. UFC Fight Night is happening Saturday, April 16th at the Amalie Arena. It will be huge. It'll be huge for Tampa. It'll be huge for UFC. There's a huge fan base here, and to have these fights come here, we're so excited about it. Do you guys need me to fight anybody that night? I'm available. If you've got any, like I could take an 80-year-old guy. What do you think about Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz and the John that they just did? I love it, and it's only been the last couple of years where you really had some talking going on.
Yeah.
Is it good, or is it too WWE for you guys?
I think that the talking is good, and I think the fact that it makes people anticipate a fight. I mean, the reality of the situation is when people have to fight each other, typically speaking, in a normal setting, you don't like each other.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what people are used to seeing.
Right.
So the back and forth like that is exciting. I bet they're going to get a lot of people to watch it, and especially now in the time of MMA the way it is now, meaning the fact that there's so many different shows, that anticipation for the fights is pretty much gone because there's so many shows. It's really hard to, you know, say, okay, I got to get this fight is coming up in May. I want to watch it because there's so many different shows to watch. So now you have a nice little build up for a fight, and it's already kind of built in because after you know, Diaz last fight, he called out Conor, so it's exciting.
It makes it very exciting for me. It'll make me want to buy it. It'll make me want to watch it. And if they get into each other's face at the weigh-in, that's even better.
Yeah, it is, man.
Do you know what are you going to do in the Russian in the weigh-in? You're going to get right up nose to nose?
Well, you didn't ask me about the Conor question.
Oh, please answer the Conor question.
Because he's
they're in a weight class. Conor's raised his leg on everybody in that weight class.
Excuse me,
Conor just called and he said that he's going to kill you. Conor's
smart. He keeps my name out of his mouth.
Oh,
yeah. So he's very smart. He wants a red panty night. We'll add him up there with Edson Barbosa's face and Josh Thompson's as well. So it's not a big problem, but you know, the guy does have a mouth and he's really good at it. But for me personally, I like to do my talking in the cage.
Yeah. Isn't it embarrassing if you run your mouth and then get your ass kicked?
It is, but if you can back it up, then it's cool and it's
right.
Different. You know, and I have to say, but I would like to see much more than like 5 seconds of his fight. So I think I'm pretty sure that he would too. I think Diaz is going to do that and offer that. So I'm pretty sure the fans, if you guys like fights, sign up, watch that fight, DVR, and get ready for mine, because Tony Ferguson versus Khabib Nurmagomedov, main event, April 16th. You're going to have the eagle flying Tony Ferguson Airlines, not the other way around. This dude is 22-0. I'm going to give him his first loss and send him back home to Russia on the longest flight in the world.
Okay. That, by the way, I love your confidence. That's great. I just thought of something in my mind. I'm going to offer it up to both of you, and I don't want you to fight over it, okay? You decide on your own. You're coming here to Tampa really for the first time. The UFC's been here one time before. You're the biggest things in UFC in Tampa right now. You both got big fights on this card. You should probably have one of you guys should have me walk you out to the ring with your crew. I mean, what? I mean, right away, Tampa's like
he's
the most popular radio guy in Tampa, and he's cheering for this guy. We should go for that guy. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm just putting it off to the side now. You guys can arm wrestle over later.
Let me mull that over.
I want to let you know. I want to be one of those guys that stands on the fence. hits your banner. Nobody knows who he does. There's one guy. I'm going to show you from an amateur's point of view. I watch a fight, okay? There's the one guy who checks your nuts and makes sure you're not hiding anything before you get in. Make sure you got your mouthpiece.
No razor blades.
You're right, no razor blades. Then you get in there, and then there's the guy that said hold up the banners. And in my mind, there's a trainer. There's maybe a second trainer. Then there's like your buddy from high school.
There's a homeboy.
There's a homeboy in there. Then there's a guy whose job is to find the hot girls in the ring and make sure they come to the after party. And then there's like the fat turtle kid who just gets everything for you. He'd be like, Rashado's be like, I need a pair of them sneakers. And he gets them before the end of the show. That's like in the posse.
That's pretty much our entourage.
You got
the whole entourage covered.
Maybe you split it up. Maybe you have Carmen walk Rashad out.
I don't know. Hey. I think Carmen and Rashad are going to be engaged. But are you a single man, Rashad?
Yeah.
Carmen loves you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Carmen, hey. Can I tell him the whole story?
What?
Carmen came in here yesterday. Like, she looks nice every day. We have a rule. She's not allowed to come in here without wearing her makeup. So she goes in the other room in the morning, does her work, puts her makeup on, comes in
there.
That's
a rule?
That's a rule.
Yeah. That's a rule. Yeah.
That's a rule.
Hair and makeup done.
I can't have that. I can't be sitting here and be like, ah. So she comes in here looking beautiful every day. But yesterday, mm-hmm. I looked at her and I go, do you have a job interview after this or what? She's like, why? I go, because you look a little extra good. And she broke down and she's like, I made a mistake. And I go, why? Because I thought Rashad was coming in today. And then I said, well, how are you going to top it tomorrow? And she did. I think she looks better today. And said,
yes, look very nice.
That's
she
all yours.
Nice. Thank you.
Turn around. Look at it. Look at Rashad. At least make some eye contact with him.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's all right, right? Not bad. 24. She loves does tell you right now, because I know there might be, even though it's 2016, somewhere in your mind you might be like, I wonder if she likes black guys. Totally.
I'm a mother of all, okay?
Don't worry, black woman in the room. Don't get mad at Rashad if he likes a white lady. It's okay. What about you, Tony? You got a girl? You married? What do you got going on?
Yeah, I'm married, man. We're expecting our first kid, April.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much.
I was going to say, oh, man. How long have you been married?
I've been married about going on 5 years, man.
Yeah, right. Probably before the main event fight, you went and got married. You were like, I didn't know I'd have all these chicks watching me in my shirtless and my nut huggers on TV now.
Hey, you know what? She's been with me through the rough and through the good. So
you can't break up with her now.
Cool, man. She tells me right before the fight, and on a funny note, because Khabib wouldn't take the fight in March.
Right.
And so we were both like, you know what, I can just kind of just wait, you know, we don't have to take a fight, we'll just have the baby and everything. She says, no, go in there, kick his ass, come back home.
Oh, it's like watching a football player on Thanksgiving Day. I always thought, how great if your team goes out and wins, then you get to come home and have Thanksgiving with your family. Now you go out, you have a huge knockout fight, you come home and you're a proud father. That's the way to go.
It's dope, man. So I'm just hoping that, you know, the baby's on time and everything goes well. You know, come in, back out. And
good.
Back
good luck home. To you. That's good for you. You
have
kids, wife, anything?
Yeah, I have kids.
You have kids. Kids are okay.
I used to be married. Yeah,
stay single though, right? Because you knew. Not saying anything about you, Tony. I'm just saying, Rashad knew. He was like, wait,
yeah,
I'm on TV now.
It was, you know, it was a different time in my life. And, you know, it's kind of hard when you're getting used to the whole
fame thing.
Fame and everything else.
Girls
like that.
Just throwing that nanny at you.
It pulls people in different directions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Pulls you right in the sack is where it pulls you. And you're like a doctor who, you're like, she dated me all through medical school. Now I'm a surgeon. I can't break up with her now. I gotta stay with her.
I'm not complaining, bro. Nah. Yeah, no complaints.
Listen, you guys are both awesome. It's UFC fighters are the best interviews in studio. On the phone, some of you are terrible. Who's the guy we hung up on?
It was the dentist. What's his name?
Josh Neer?
Yeah, Josh Neer.
Oh, okay, yeah,
holy
yeah.
Jesus Christ. Somebody needs to make some sentences for that kid.
Yeah, but it was a difficult interview.
It's always great to have you guys in here. I am so excited about this fight. It is happening Saturday, April 16th, Amalie Arena. You'll get to see Rashad and Shogun, Tony Ferguson and Nurmagomedov. Listen,
gonna get knocked out.
Are we wearing American flag shorts or what are we doing, like Apollo Creed? I mean, we really need to rally behind the patriotism of this fight.
Hey, we do need everybody to get behind us, man. So April 16th, make sure you guys do tune in.
You lose for America.
No, I'm not going to lose.
No, I'm just putting extra pressure on
you. No pressure,
right? I train really hard, you know, but we know how this movie ends. So.
Yeah, okay, good. Nice. I love the confidence. I really do. This is going to be great. And you're going to kill Shogun?
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe you should say something mean about him right now.
America.
There's no need to say nothing mean.
You're so nice, aren't you?
Nah,
you are, you know
what I learned? Is that every single time you go out of your way to say something mean, those are usually fights you lose. So you're right, bites you in the ass. Yeah, I'm just going to let it just play out. I'm going to go train hard, and I'm going to go and do my thing.
I got to be honest. Both of you guys are are both equally confident, but in different styles. You're just a humble, I'm going to do, and you're just a confident, I work my ass to get here thing. So I like that. I hope you both kill on your fights. And again, if you need me to walk you guys to the ring, to be that extra guy to lean over and touch the banner on the side there and shout things at you while you're fighting that you don't hear anyway. Do you hear any of those instructions? Do they make sense, or is that just all BS?
It's awesome, man. We love to hear the fans. Everybody,
not fans. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm talking about those guys in your corner.
No, sometimes it goes in and out for me. Like sometimes I hear them like really crystal clear, and then sometimes I'll just be so into the fight I hear nothing, and then sometimes I hear something random out of the stands. I'm just like, did that dude really just say that? Like just completely something random, you know?
Turn your eyes like, and look at the guy like what?
A fight, I have like these, like I'm walking to the cage, and then out of nowhere, I look into the side of my eye, and I see a guy enjoying a beer, and he's like spilling all over himself, and I'm just like, and I'm just like, damn, I want to be him right now.
Anybody ever steal your hats on the way
time.
To the ring?
Oh yeah, all yeah. the time.
I love those videos, man, where they're snatching your hats off your head. Holy cow!
I don't like to be touched going to the cage. I feel like they steal my energy. Like I don't.
Yeah.
I get like all like crazy. Like I don't want to be touched.
What song are you coming out to?
I don't know yet. It's just it all depends on like what motivates me during camp.
What about you?
I'm old school, man. The party has just begun. Freestyle. That roller skate music makes you feel good.
Do you have our intro song? Do you have it over here?
What?
Our intro song? Whip somebody's ass?
Yeah.
Play it. Fine. I want to listen to this song. If you guys listen, this is what you need to come out to.
You got.
Oh, here it is. This one here?
Mm-hmm. DJ, drop it.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Oh, you know this song? How great would this be if he came out to this?
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're going to have to send me home. Because I'm about to whip somebody's
crowd would go
ass.
Crazy if you did that.
Well, we had Hector Macho Camacho on, and he wound up using it for one of his fights.
Yeah, he used it for a fight.
Yeah, that sounded like my Uncle Junebug. I heard that.
You have an Uncle Junebug?
I have an Uncle Junebug, and he's like, boy, guess what? Don't be going out there fighting like a sissy.
You should put Uncle Junebug in your posse that walks out to the ring.
He does walk out. Uncle Junebug just show up. He's like, boy, guess what? I'm in Vegas. I'm like, yeah, I know you got me 2 tickets. And I'm like, oh, man. And a place to stay. You just show up. I'm like, oh, I got you, Uncle.
Everybody's got Uncle Junebug, man. Holy cow, that's funny. Listen, I wish you guys the best. I hope you both kill in your fights. Tony Ferguson, Rashad Evans, pleasure to have you both here, man. Good luck. Fights April 16th, Amalie Arena.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.